Joining us now is a former prosecutor, a judge advocate general, an Iraq veteran, and a defense attorney as well, but we'll forgive him for that. He is currently a candidate for Manhattan District Attorney. Please join me in welcoming Thomas Kniff to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, Judge. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. Now, should we let the listeners in on our little secret?
And I'm okay with it if you are.
Okay, folks. The secret is that I was a DA in Westchester County, and Tom Kniff was one of my top prosecutors. This guy, folks, is the real deal. I mean, he was an Iraq war veteran, and he left the office for a little bit to go fight in Iraq and then came back. He was a judge advocate general as well, and he was a fantastic trial lawyer, and I find him to be a compelling and a definitely the stellar candidate for district attorney, if you believe in anything that we've been saying on this show. So, Tom, why don't you hit it? Why are you running, and what are you going to do to win this election, and, you know, what are you going to change?
Plain and simple, I'm running because I'm disgusted at what happened to our city. I mean, look, I'll let everybody in on another little secret. When I came and worked for you, boss, even though I was working in Westchester, you were one of the few offices that let people live outside the county. So I lived on the Upper East Side. I always say, look, I felt privileged to have come of age, to have graduated law school at the turn of the millennium, what I call the Sex in the City era. What I mean by that is it was a time when New York City was just, you know, had these unprecedented low crime rates. Mm-hmm. You could walk the streets safely. And now to see within a matter of months or a couple of years, it turned upside down by these far left radical progressive policies. It's heartbreaking, and that's why I got in the race.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Tom Kniff, running for Manhattan DA, everybody, you know, you believe in law and order. I mean, you're a military guy as well. What do you do? I understand that Vance, the DA now, has sent out a memo for all the protesters and said, you know, we're not so much interested in the protesters who've been arrested last summer. We want to go after the police if there's any claim of abuse. I mean, it's almost as though the police and law enforcement are on trial. How are you going to change that?
Well, yeah, and we have my opponent who's basically running on a platform that resembles that of a public defender. I think you said it already. The first thing is the police in New York City need to know they have the backing of the administration, the mayoral administration, whether that's Adams or Sliwa, and the district attorney's offices. We need the leaders in the city to stand up for law and order, not work against them. Secondly, we got to change some policies. This bail reform, right, obviously is not working. My opponent says that he wants to eliminate cash bail completely. He also says that he opposes any plainclothes policing as a civil rights issue. Well, how are we going to get guns out of the hands of criminals, street gangs that operate and terrorize our underserved neighborhoods, if we can't do undercover operations? I mean, it's just absurd.
Well, you know what, Tom Kniff, running for DA in Manhattan, what we had was the anti-crime unit, the street crime unit, whatever they call it, in the minority communities in the inner city, and they are the ones who took the guns off the street. Now the criminals are emboldened. They feel that they can just put their gun in their waistband. They're not worried about it at all. And my concern about all of this is that more and more people are being killed. The police now don't have any incentive to make an arrest. I mean, right now they're in a position where whatever they do, they're going to get trashed.
A point I always make, look, my opponent is funded by, he's received $1 million just from George Soros and his PAC.
Oh, no.
And that's documented. I confronted him on the debate about it. He didn't deny it. This is a national movement that is based on the belief that the American system is systemically racist, oppressive, and unjust, and it's Soros and his crew that wish to undermine it by installing these progressive DAs throughout the country. Statistics say that 40% of cities already are under the control of progressive DAs. If my opponent comes in, New York City will be the next to fall, and there's no question we'll lose the city. Another point I always make quickly is, the very people that the far left progressives say they're championing, the black and brown folks in underserved communities, are the ones most terrorized by
their— Definitely. Definitely.
Absolutely. And it's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking. I mean, you know, when you run a DA's office, the bottom line is you take care of all victims, or making sure they're survivors, or taking care of their families to help heal them. But when you've got New York City in such a mess, and I got to tell you, I work in Midtown, and you know, there are times I won't go outside during the day because it's too damn. People are getting shot near Times Square. Children are being shot. You know, you've got these Soros-funded prosecutors, if one in New York City, folks, I want you to know if Tom Kniff, the Republican candidate running for district attorney in New York City, is not elected, they're going to start emptying out the jails, okay, and they've already started doing that, and they're not going to be prosecuting cases. This Soros-funded DA, Tom Kniff, out in San Diego, maybe San Francisco, Budan, he won't prosecute domestic violence cases. And George Gascon in L.A., he's letting criminals out of jail before their parole is even, before they're even parole eligible. So, you know, if you want your businesses to be looted, if you want the value of your residences to be lowered, if you want to be, you know, play a game with whether or not you're going to be a victim, you're going to vote for these Soros-funded DAs. This is craziness, Tom. Tell people, you know, what they can do, how they can get you, how they can work on your campaign.
Yeah, well, listen, our website is knifforda.com. It's K-E-N-N-I-F-F, the number 4, da.com. You can sign up to volunteer. You can attend a fundraiser. You could scream it from the rooftops. My opponent, 2 out of 3 Democrats who voted in the Democratic primary voted against my opponent. This is a winnable election, but we can't have any passengers. Everyone needs to buy in whatever way they can. Because as you pointed out, Judge, if there's apathy here, what's going to happen is we're going to lose the city, at least for a generation, assuming we can ever.
I agree. Keep going. I'm agreeing.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, the reaction on the street is palpable. Every neighborhood in Manhattan I've been to, Upper West Side, Harlem, are traditionally most Democratic areas. I have people taking my hand and saying, thank you. Thank you for doing this. We have the potential to make history on November 2nd. Forget the naysayers that, oh, it can't be done, a Republican can't do it. That's nonsense. This is a moment in time when crime is the number one issue on Democratic voters' minds in New York City. They don't want any more of this progressivism. I'm a common sense former prosecutor, defense attorney. I get fairness. But I know we need law and order. The city can't survive without it.
Well, you know what's interesting, Tom Kniff, is the fact that this Governor Hochul right now, she's got a new Less is More Act, which eases punishment for parole violations. And Homicidal wants to repeal bail reform laws. But at the same time, her lieutenant governor, disagrees, and he feels that, the police should continue to be defunded. I mean, they talk out of both sides of their mouths.
Well, it's very important to keep in mind. Look, when bail reform was first proposed, I said, look, this is just a prelude. This is a teaser. What these folks want is no prisons at all. Now,
right.
I underestimated. I thought I was talking, you know, 5, 10, 15 years down the road. I didn't think I'd be talking 5 months later. The rallies that are being held now by the Brian Benjamin crowd outside Rikers, we have United States congressmen, most of the members of our lunatic city council. It's hashtag free them now. It's not, hey, move them to another facility. It's empty the facilities. I have people in Rikers Island. I've been a defense attorney here for 15 years. First-hand knowledge of that I've watched on video commit execution-style murders. Ooh. Because someone into them or disrespected them on the street. And we have our elected leaders, again, not a fringe group of Marxists from some Ivy League university, our elected leaders demanding that they be released onto the street without consequence. It is a moment in time I don't think like any other we've ever seen. And that's why, again, I stress the importance of, please, if you do nothing else, if you never cross parties again, do so in this election because it's so vital.
Well, it's not only vital. I mean, Tom, the idea of people having a reluctance to cross parties just blows my mind. I mean, do you want to be safe or don't you? Do you want a DA to prosecute crime or don't you? Do you want law and order or don't you? Here's the bottom line. If the progressive DA is elected, Everybody fails. It's as simple as that. And when people are afraid to walk around New York City in the middle of the day, then we've got real problems. But, Tom, you've prosecuted hundreds of cases and as an assistant DA, you are, as far as I'm concerned, someone who understands the system better than anyone else. You're a hero in terms of many of the crime victims. I mean, you know how to fight. You've been to war. I don't know what else people could ask for in a prosecutor. You've got to get women, the hashtag Me Too people, to understand that the progressive DAs are not interested in prosecuting batterers. They're not interested in making arrests in rape cases. I mean, what we've got right now in some of these cases is, you know, just the video voyeurs. We've got to get a law passed, not necessarily that, you know, we're going to prosecute you because we don't have a Good Samaritan law, but we've got to make it beneficial to provide information to the police, whether it's with Crime Stoppers or anything else. Stop with this voyeurism.